our gospel reading that we heard from John 1. That will be our text that we will be studying here this morning. Let's pray.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, it is cold outside. Lord God, help us see the opportunity in everything. Let us see what John had to say, and Lord God, apply it to our lives. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
So this morning, we are going to be looking at John chapter 1. John chapter 1 about what is transpiring here, and I'm going to get right to it, all right? So this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about the summary of the gospel, right? We're already to the summary. We're almost through the entire sermon. Isn't that great? I know. I mean, things are going really fast this morning, right? So the summary of what's happening here is this word, this phrase, this Lamb of God here. And so what John is really trying to say here is not that Jesus is this guy who's a huge weakling, that he is susceptible to everything. We are saying that when John the Baptist is saying that right there, that is the Lamb of God. What he's trying to say is that this is the sacrifice. This is a sacrifice. Don't try to expand it too much. This is the guy who will give his life for everyone. All right? This guy right here, all right? Remember him. Take a selfie with him, all right? Because he is going to be killed later in life. Flat out, that's what John is trying to say by saying this is the Lamb of God. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? And so when we see here, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is God. This is God coming down to earth and saying, I'm going to humble myself so that I can give my life for somebody else. And so this is a God who would do that, who would come to earth for one mission, to die for everyone's sin. And John had it right. John said, okay, this guy right here, this guy is greater. And you see and you notice what happens with his disciples. Some of Jesus' first disciples were actually trained by John the Baptist, all right? And so that's why they were baptized by John the Baptist. That's why they were already baptized. And so when they come into Jesus' kind of fold here, they already know about the coming of the Messiah from John the Baptist, all right? And so they're already a couple of steps ahead. So I want to take a look right here at John chapter 1, verse 29. If you would, read this with me. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. All right, so I know this is kind of, was this saying, was it not saying? Notice in here, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's not a Lamb of God, someone, one of many who takes away the sin of the world. He says this is the Lamb of God, and that's important for us because John was saying there's no other place where you can find the forgiveness of sins. You can go off to Jerusalem. You can take the whitest of white lambs. You can pay a lot of money, but you can't earn your way there. You must place your faith in this guy and this alone. So that is what he's really trying to say here. And we don't want to lose sight of that. The next thing, the summary, is John's testimony. John's testimony. If you look at the scheme of things, John the Baptist, soon after this, when he's calling everyone to repentance, John the Baptist would be put into prison soon after this. And coming and seeing the Messiah, John is really trying to say, My job, the reason I'm here on earth is pretty much done. It's pretty much done. When he sees Jesus, I must decrease and he must increase. So therefore, John knows. And so he's not about to get less vocal. And so when we take a look at what John the Baptist is really trying to say, is that there's one person in this life that you need to follow. And it's not like Instagram, it's not Twitter. What else do kids use nowadays? Snapchat, and y'all have way too much stuff on social media, following somebody is too easy because you just click a button. Following Jesus is a little harder. Following Jesus is not about clicking a button. It's about looking at what he said and trying to apply it to your life, not just agreeing with him. And so following Jesus Christ is a whole different ball game. It's looking at what Jesus said and Jesus did and saying, okay, how can I be more like that guy? And so this morning, I want to take a look at that, because in John chapter 1, verse 34, he said this, "And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." What is our witness here this morning? What is our witness here this morning? And so what John was doing was he was taking the people right next to him, and he's saying, this guy's so important that you guys need to change your life based on who he is. And we see at the very last, do you notice on the very last of this? The very last phrase, I mean, star it, underline it, highlight it, all right? If you would, read this with me. "He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,' which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus." Do you notice the transition there? Do you notice the transition? I don't want to overcomplicate things. I want to make it as simple as possible. Number one, he was looking to know what he wanted to do from God. So he gets trained by John the Baptist, and then John the Baptist says, okay, this guy right here, you need to follow him with every fiber of your being. And so he does that, and then goes and gets his brother, Simon Peter, and says, "Simon Peter, we have found the one that Israel's been waiting for our entire lives, our entire existence, the one that even Adam and Eve was promised. This guy is here, right now. You got to come and follow him." And so he said, okay, this guy is so important, I want others to know about him. And so this morning, we want to take a little look about that. Because what do you see outside? Seriously, what do you guys see outside? There are people in here, right? Not that you can see anybody on film, but there are people in here. What do you see outside? Snow. Wow, amazing. You said that like snow is negative. All right? I came here for snow. All right? What do you see outside? Snow. What do you see outside? Ice. What do you see outside? A winter playground. All right? What else do you see outside? What was that? Your breath, not mine. All right. Just want to make sure. All the hot air coming out of you. All right. Excellent. All right. Gotcha. What else do you see? All right, so we have a discussion about whether there's clouds outside. All right, so we're going to go and check afterwards. All right, are there any clouds? Wind. All right, is there any wind out there anymore? Hardly any. All right, this is a beautiful morning. This is a beautiful morning. I don't care what you tell me. It's beautiful today. Were you out yesterday? Today's beautiful. All right. What else am I seeing outside? What else am I seeing is that, number one, across the city, across the state, church attendance is probably down. You're saying, oh man, that's because of the snow. I'm seeing something different, all right? I'm seeing something, as the attendance is going down, number one is that people online are watching a little bit more, all right? And people here there's someone who normally sits right here. Right here. You can almost see the indentation. And then there's someone that usually sits right here, and then someone who sits right here. They're not here this morning. That's a problem with sitting in one spot. You kind of get to know the people based on where they sit. I see this as an opportunity. I almost did this, but I said, okay, maybe it's bad. Is this an opportunity for us who are here to say, how can we serve? We can't serve. It's too cold. You're right. But the phone lines still work. It's amazing what people can do with a phone nowadays. All right? People say, oh, I can't get outside. All right, here's what I want you guys to consider. What would happen if the two people who sit right here got 50 phone calls from people saying, are you okay? Would they ever miss again? You're gonna like, oh, I hope you're joking. Maybe, but at the same time, we focus too much on well, that's somebody else's responsibility. Don't we have a board for that? Can't we pay somebody to do that? What if the church said, okay, if this place, if we have people, are they okay? We have people that are well over 80 years old. Are they okay? Can we get on the phone and say, hey, we're going to call them just to make sure they are getting around? Because that one phone call that we make, they may need help. And so the whole thing there is, what opportunity do we have to make sure that people are okay? And so a day like today, and you say, well, there's snow. Yeah, snow is a great reason, if we're going to stay in, to say, what can we make of this day, even though it is not as favorable as we would like it? And so who are five people you can call today? And if you don't have five people, ask me. I dare you. If you don't, that means you're scared to ask me. But at the same time, because we're going to talk this morning in our summer, John's witness was amazing and it was great. But at the same time, when he says this is the Christ and you need to get other people to follow him, isn't that what we're here for as a church body? Because I want to show you a video. This video was shot in Colorado. And I don't know what you know about Colorado, but Colorado is a strange place. All right, and so there was a conference I was at because I shot this video myself, and it was about 8-9 years ago, and I was at a conference there, and it was called Pastoral Leadership Institute, and so there were a bunch of pastors and their wives who came together, and we were at a hotel room, and one person came up with this idea, and they said, let's try this. I want you to take a look. Mark, I'm hoping this thing will actually work because we did not test it out this morning. So if we need to troubleshoot it, we need to troubleshoot it, but I want you to listen up. This is a bunch of pastors and their wives singing at a hotel. You can put up just a little bit more if you would. And we're singing songs that praise the name of Jesus Christ. All right? And so what I hope you don't miss in this video is how many people come out of their hotel rooms as we're singing. Go ahead, you can put it up just a little bit more. All right? Because we keep singing. All right, we just don't stop at one, but it's interesting. Watch when we pan into the very bottom. All right, the very bottom there is what you probably can't make it out there, is that there are people who work in the hotel who have no clue what's going on, who have lived in Colorado, but we start singing, and all of a sudden they start coming out of their offices. You see the managers, you see the people who clean rooms, and they're all coming because they can't figure out why a bunch of people are just singing. And so they must think, okay, you know, a bunch of crazy people, all right, are out, but all we do is start singing. And it's interesting is how many people just from the staff, from people who are just staying at the hotel, just all of a sudden start coming to listen and coming to listen, come out of their hotels. And you can see them over there in that corner. And they're wondering what's going on. And by the end of the week, they are asking us, please, would you please come back? not just because of the singing, because of the witness that we had and the mark that we had on the people who worked there, both from all the way from the guy who manages the place all the way to the ladies who cleaned. Because we bore witness of who Jesus was in our lives and said, this guy is so important, we wanted to share him with you. And we weren't there to say we are great. We were saying this guy is great. And this is a guy worth following with your life. So if you would, just we're going to stop that right there. And so what I want to do is who this day, that God has given us this day in which you can say, man, it's cold outside. It's blistering. It's icy on the roads, but this is a day in which God has given us in order to serve. So how can we serve? Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, this is a beautiful day you have given us. I would ask you to put into each person's heart in this room and online that, Lord God, they would try to come up with a couple of names to call. That, Lord God, you are so important to each one of us that, Lord God, we would make sure that the people who are not here are safe, that would use that opportunity to make sure that they're okay. Lord God, may the simple words from your gospel reading also resonate if they ask us, what was the sermon about? It was about explaining who Jesus is. Be with us, Lord, as Lord God, we want to carry that message to each people who are not here in these pews, but also when we go into the different businesses and organizations around town. In your son's name we pray. Amen.